Welcome to Sharing the Victory, the weekly radio program from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Your host for the next 30 minutes is University of Nebraska assistant football coach, Ron Brown. Today, Coach Brown interviews two successful head coaches in women's college basketball. Sylvia Hatchell at North Carolina.
You want to make sure that when you leave this earth, you know where you're going to be, because the time you're going to spend here is very, very small compared to eternity.
And Deb Patterson at Kansas State.
I feel like we were just created not to just go through life and not to just trot around, but man, to see it, to grab it, to experience it.
Also, we'll talk about one of the fastest growing ministries at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA Sports.
We now have 10 sports that we've established: FCA Golf, Lacrosse, Baseball, Motocross, Health and Fitness, Endurance Sports, Skateboarding, Ice Hockey, Cheerleading and Surfing, and we're waiting to see what God has next.
Ready to get today's program underway is the host of Sharing the Victory, Ron Brown.
It's always an incredible treat for me to be on the air with Sylvia Hatchell, the head women's basketball coach at the University of North Carolina, just one of the outstanding head basketball coaches in America, always in the rankings for the top competitive spots. And speaking of competitive, Sylvia, you had to compete against another basketball coach at your rival school, North Carolina State. She was the renowned head coach there for a number of years, Kay Yao, who has recently gone home with the Lord. And, you know, as you think about her, you think about her competitive spirit, her drive that she had not only to win basketball games, but even a bigger battle in fighting cancer. And also, because of her love for Jesus, the opposing forces that went against his name as well. What comes to your mind as you think of Kay Yao?
Well, we don't have enough time to talk about that. You know, there's just so many things about Kay. I mean, she was such a treasure to me, you know, because she was a jewel of a person, a coach, but more so a friend. But there's no doubt that the most important thing in her life was her faith. And she shared that and showed it in every second of her life, every day, everything she did. And, you know, I had some very special time with Kay just 2 days before she passed away. And, you know, we've done a lot of coaching together. We coached the Olympics in 88. We coached the World Championships and Goodwill Games and all that. And we shared a lot of memories. And, you know, she was so weak at the time. I was doing most of the talking, but she smiled at me and would nod her head and all. And we had some tears, you know, being shed. But and I told her, I said, Kay, I said, you know, we set all these goals to win championships and trophies and all this and rings and all. I said, but, you know, our greatest goal is to one day go to heaven and take as many people as we can with us. And I said, there's no doubt that you're going to be in heaven soon. And I said, and that one day there'll be a lot of people in heaven because of Kay Yao. And she smiled at me and had tears rolling down her face. And, you know, that's very, very true. I mean, there's no one that lived their faith any more than Kay did. And she was a special person to me. And people don't understand how you can be friends but yet be rivals.
Right.
The rivalry was our schools, you know, North Carolina and NC State. And when we were representing our schools, we did everything we could to win those basketball games. I mean, everything, you know, we prepared our teams and probably over-prepared them when we played each other just because of the rivalry. But off the court, you know, I mean, we were very close friends because, you know, we were so similar in our philosophies and our faith and, you know, just why we were in the sport of women's basketball.
You know, that's a great thing to talk about here, Coach Hatchell, because it is unusual. Two of the major schools in the state of North Carolina, NC State, have Christian basketball coaches, you and obviously Coach Yao, and to compete like that, the world has a hard time getting their head around Christian sisterhood. And so, you know, as you talk about being competitive with one another and being sharp and really competing to win games, there still is a realization that you're both on the same team. And that you're fighting for something much greater. And in the midst of competing and winning a basketball game, you can be about winning in the kingdom as well, can't you?
Well, we know that we are battling to compete in a basketball game at this moment in time. But in the greater concept of time, which is eternity, you know, we know that you know, we're going to be together, and that we're going to be, you know, with our Heavenly Father, and that the moment that we're competing in basketball is just a speck, a fraction mm-hmm. of what the time for eternity will be. And but we feel very blessed to have that opportunity to compete in the sport of basketball. But, you know, in the greater concept of the whole thing, you know, and I tell people all the time, I said, look, I said, we're going to be dead a lot longer than you're going to be alive on this earth. I said, so you want to make sure that when you leave this earth, you know where you're going to be, because the time you're going to spend here is very, very small compared to eternity. So you need to make sure that you know where you're going to spend, you know, eternity. You know, so I tell people that all the time, and you know, Kay and I, we've again shared our faith with each other many times, and I remember back in 86 when we were coaching Goodwill Games and World Championships. And this was back when the Soviet Union was very, very communist country, mm-hmm. and we got in trouble for taking Bibles into Russia. I'm laughing about it now, but at the time we really got in trouble. But we've had a lot of special memories together, and I tell you, her funeral was unbelievable. I would not really call it a funeral. Hmm. It was more like a revival. I mean, because the music was unbelievable, and it ended in the Hallelujah chorus. But she gave a 25-minute taped video of herself giving her testimony.
Wow.
And it was absolutely unbelievable.
Wow.
I mean, words cannot express. I mean, there was not a dry eye in the place, and you know, she was able to reach and touch people that would probably never enter a church.
Well, Coach Hatchell, you know, I'll tell you what, God has set you up for such a time as this at a public institution, at a very renowned basketball school, and your boldness to share your faith, and what you said about Coach Yao, you know, really helps bring perspective to who that woman was. I mean, an incredible warrior, as you had mentioned before. What a battler, not only for cancer, but most importantly for the Lord Jesus Christ. And she gets to enjoy the Sabbath rest forever now as she sits in heaven with him. And thank you for not only the tribute to Kay Yao, but also the tribute to Jesus Christ through your life.
Well, I appreciate that. It's an honor to be here at North Carolina and to have the opportunities that I have.
Our guest today on Sharing the Victory has been the outstanding women's basketball coach for the University of North Carolina, Sylvia Hatchell. Later on Sharing the Victory, I'll talk to another great coach in women's college basketball, Deb Patterson at Kansas State. But coming up next, we'll look at one of the greatest areas of growth in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA Sports. Thanks for joining us today on FCA's national radio program, Sharing the Victory.
Not only is SharingTheVictoryRadio.com the place to listen to past programs and subscribe to receive the free podcast, SharingTheVictoryRadio.com is also the place that links you to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes to learn more about how God is using the largest sports ministry in the world. Also, you'll get access to the online version of Sharing the Victory magazine. Check us out today at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. That's SharingTheVictoryRadio.com.
Chalk up another championship, 3 in a row. You know, the celebration is the best part about winning. I just wish it would last longer. Because when the noise ends, that's when the emptiness and loneliness is deafening. There's got to be something more to life than just winning games.
Need a new game plan for your life? Go to morethanwinning.org.
Sharing the Victory Radio is online anytime at SharingTheVictoryRadio.com. Now back to Ron Brown.
It's always fun to have an FCA representative from the national office in Kansas City with us. And on our segment of FCA Across America, we have the Vice President for FCA Sports, Sean McNamara, with us. Sean, welcome to Sharing the Victory.
It's great to be here, Ron. Thanks for having me.
Sean, you come from a lacrosse background. You're from Western New York, and back in the northeast part of the country, the sport of lacrosse is huge. And as you played college lacrosse and you began to see how God wanted to impact you and a relationship with him through that, but also how God would use sports like lacrosse and many others to impact the whole nation with the gospel.
Yeah, that's right, Ron. At an early age, when I was 16 at an FCA camp, a lacrosse camp actually, came to know the Lord through that and saw the influence of Christian lacrosse players that I looked up to and their testimony. Many of those relationships are still people in my life today, and what God began at Gettysburg College in 1992, he still allows me to serve, and yeah, just experienced it through the sport of lacrosse.
You know, Sean, there's an increasing number of sports, or at least avenues that we are calling sport now. I mean, start naming some of the things that we call sports now.
Oh, there's a ton, Ron. And they recently did a study. They found there's 44 million kids doing sports in our country in middle school and high school, and 7 million were tied to the campus. The other 37 were in athletics not tied to the campus. So as what we've seen with FCA sports, we now have 10 sports that we've established: FCA golf, lacrosse, baseball, motocross, health and fitness, endurance sports, skateboarding, ice hockey, cheerleading, and surfing, and we're waiting to see what God has next. And it's a great challenge and opportunity we have to take Christ to this growing sports nation.
We're talking to Sean McNamara, the vice president for FCA Sports here on FCA Across America. Sean, that's an astounding statistic. 37 million kids, probably between the ages of like 8 and 18, in this nation who are involved in competitive sports away from the campus, which means that we can't just rely on the old establishments to reach these kids. We got to go out onto the streets, the highways and byways of these kids who are doing sports in a variety of different avenues to reach them with the gospel through sports, don't we?
Amen. I've never seen it more apparent. I saw skate ministry for the first time a few months ago, and it was really powerful. And as our professional skateboarders did their tricks and spent time with their kids and were going on the ramps, they took these kids right in the environment where they were at a skate park. They did an event there, and they shared the gospel, and 10 kids accepted Christ. And it was powerful to see that those kids could have an opportunity to hear the gospel and then also tie back into FCA. It's just neat to see the platform. And if we took those pro skaters and put them in front of a school assembly, it would have an impact. But what a bigger impact it is for them to be in front of skaters and have the optimum platform to share their testimony just has a huge influence.
Absolutely. You know, when I start thinking of that 37 million number, I'm thinking, can you imagine a foreign nation of 37 million people? I mean, there would be a number of people who would feel led. Let's go evangelize that nation. Let's go do mission work there. We got a mission field right here in America. We need to be doing missionary work right there as well. And that's what you're doing with the FCA Sports Ministry as the vice president, and really appreciate your heart for the gospel and going to the sports world that normally wouldn't show up on the high school and college campus. Well, our guest today on FCA Across America is the vice president for FCA Sports, Sean McNamara. Sean, thanks for being on Sharing the Victory with us today. Sean has developed a colorful brochure with all the information you need to know about FCA Sports. Just contact us and we'll send you a free copy. Plus, we'll put your name in the hat and draw 5 winners to receive the brand new, hot off the press, FCA Sports T-shirt. You can call our toll-free number anytime at 866-788-5031. That's 866-788-5031. You can also contact us at our website, sharingthevictoryradio.com. That's sharingthevictoryradio.com. Just click on Contact Us, and you'll find a place to send a message. Don't forget to leave us your name, mailing address, and phone number so we can send you the FCA Sports brochure. And maybe, just maybe, you'll also win the FCA Sports T-shirt. Get ready to be pumped up, because coming up next is Deb Patterson, the head women's basketball coach at Kansas State.
The message of the gospel, that is what you can hang your hat on.
You're listening to FCA's weekly radio program, Sharing the Victory.
FCA Gear is your place for top-of-the-line clothing. With clothing from FCA Gear, you'll let everyone know you support FCA, the heart and soul in sports. Also available at FCA Gear, Bibles, devotionals, study guides, and much more, including books from Tony Dungy, Jim Tressel, and Les Steckel. At FCA Gear, you'll find that perfect gift for the sports person in your life. FCA Gear is available online at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. Pittsburgh's Super Bowl victory was one of the most memorable in history.
What a throw, what a catch, what a game!
And because she won Sharing the Victory's 50-yard line giveaway, Sharon Garrity and her son were right there to experience all the excitement.
It was phenomenal. It definitely was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Everyone did a fantastic job making it wonderful.
Keep listening, because you never know when you might be a winner on Sharing the Victory.
Hi, I'm Richie McKay, head basketball coach at Liberty University, and you're listening to Sharing the Victory with Ron Brown.
Always an honor to have Deb Patterson, the head women's basketball coach at Kansas State University, the all-time winningest coach in the school's history. Deb, I think you're in your 13th year now as the head basketball coach for Kansas State.
Seems like a long time, Ron, and yet it seems like the blink of an eye.
Well, thanks for being with us on Sharing the Victory. And, you know, one of the things that I've always loved about who you are is just this enthusiasm, which it actually means full of God. That's what the word enthusiasm means. And would you describe your enthusiasm that way? Is it full of God?
Well, my heart's desire is that it would be, that's for sure. And I feel like, you know, the Lord has just blessed me in so many ways. And I'm also one of those people, Ron, that is kind of that fiery, you know, intense disposition. And so I think that's the way that God has created me. And I love that feeling of just grabbing things and embracing them and seeing them for what they are. And they provide me with an energy and an enthusiasm and an intensity and a belief. You know, I feel like we were just created not to just go through life and not to just plod around, but man, to see it, to grab it, to experience it. And I know as a coach, that's just my constant heart is really to be filled with that enthusiasm, to be filled with what God has created me to be.
Well, we're talking to Deb Patterson, the outstanding women's basketball coach at Kansas State University. And as I think of you as a basketball coach, you know, I think the passion isn't just about winning games, is it? I think there's an opposition out there that's beyond just the Big 12 opponents that you have to play. There's an opposition against the Lord Jesus Christ. There's an opposition against those women's hearts who you're coaching on a daily basis, who you're trying to exemplify the Lord Jesus Christ to. Tell me about your battle. Tell me about that zeal and how it conquers that on a daily basis.
You know, that is just everything. You just pinpointed this whole thing is really, as I said, God's wired each of us differently. But for me, I know it's finding a way inside. You know, when I look at the young people and I look at how God has blessed them and their families and their life and this opportunity, and it's unbelievable. It really is, Ron, for young women in this day and age to have the opportunity in front of thousands and thousands of people to express their God-given physical abilities and talents, and to be able to be people that can take the floor in a sport like basketball and really just express themselves physically, emotionally. There's a feeling in each of us to do and to be whatever God has gifted us to be. And in this arena where I work, there is unbelievable opposition. And, you know, it takes its form in many ways. It takes its form in discouragement or apathy or in young people in today's game having done this thing over and over and over for so many years that for some of them, even when they're 18 and 19 years old, the joy of it is being pulled from them. Mm. It becomes sort of routine or mundane. And you look at them, you go, no, this can't happen. There is no way, because there is always this unbelievable blessing that we have to become the best we can be, to express those gifts and abilities with joy, with enthusiasm, with a work ethic, with a commitment to becoming the very best that we can be. And I know on a day-to-day basis, that's that thing that when I look at a young person and I see them not necessarily where I would hope they would be, mm-hmm. that's the thing, like you're talking about, that lights that fire in me. And I feel this sense of God has given us so much, and let's give it all back to Him, but not as a doing, but really as a feeling, as an understanding, as a glorification, and of just that sense of, you know, man, I want you filling me. I want to know that we are all really making the most of this unbelievable life that He's given us and these blessings. And I struggle myself at times because all of us, the thing that we're gifted the most with, sometimes is the thing that catches us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to be very cautious or very prayerful, very, very prayerful in balancing that zeal, you know, balancing that intensity, balancing that passion and that desire, because we're all at different points along that road.
Right. I think that's very wise, Deb. I appreciate your heart that way. And, you know, as I close here with you, I think of what God did with Queen Esther in the Bible, and he gave her a built-in platform to reach and save his people. And in a sense, in a modern-day parable of that, you get the opportunity to get a built-in platform from the Lord as a modern-day Queen Esther to build into the lives, to save youngsters. I mean, you don't have the saving power, but God has the saving power through you to let them hear through the game of basketball and to see and to demonstrate it in your life what the cross is all about, what the resurrection from the dead is all about, and who Jesus is. And I think it's a great privilege, Deb, that God has appointed you as the head basketball coach at Kansas State, as one of the prominent women's basketball coaches in America. We just want to thank you for being just a great witness for Christ.
Well, thank you, Ron, and I thank God for that opportunity. And more than anything, I think the thing I always want to remind believers and non-believers of is the message of the gospel and Christ dying on the cross for us and the truth of salvation and the promise of eternity if we believe in Jesus Christ and if we commit our lives and our hearts and our souls to obedient living to him. I'm telling you, that is what you can hang your hat on. And I am just so blessed to have the opportunity to stand before him and to say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. And I won't be perfect every day, and neither will you, but he is.
Amen.
And he loves us in spite of all, and he has died for us, and there is another life because of him.
Amen. Well, Deb Patterson, thanks for being on today with us.
Thank you so much, Ron. God bless.
Lord bless you. I want to encourage you to go to sharingthevictoryradio.com because we have the entire interview with Deb Patterson on that site, including extra audio that we had to edit due to time constraints. In fact, we have a ton of our past interviews ready for you to click and listen at sharingthevictoryradio.com. All this basketball talk today is getting me pumped up for March Madness. Our head coach, FCA President Les Steckel, is pumped as well, and we'll have some thoughts on March Madness when Sharing the Victory continues.
Serving.
Integrity.
Teamwork.
Excellence.
These are the core values of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Get an in-depth look at each value from select contributors such as Tony Dungy, John Wooden, Laura Wilkinson, John Kitna, Betsy King, and Les Steckel. The four-book set is available now at FCA.org. This book series will be an excellent resource for high school, college, and professional athletes and fans at all levels. The Core Values book series available at FCA.org. That's FCA.org. Lorenzo Romar, head basketball coach at Washington, has his Huskies ready for a successful ride in the NCAA tournament. Next weekend on Sharing the Victory, we'll visit with Coach Romar, along with another coach who has high aspirations going into the tournament, Sylvia Crawley, the head coach for the Boston College women's team. Plus, we'll hear some motivational words from FCA President Les Steckel. Join us next weekend for Sharing the Victory.
Hi, Ron Brown, your host, welcoming you back to Sharing the Victory. It's time for our head coach, Les Steckel, with Coach's Corner as he talks about March Madness.
Here we are already in the month of March. Football season's over. Baseball season doesn't start for a few weeks. March definitely belongs to basketball. March Madness, as the college basketball championships have come to be called, starts in earnest in a few days. These next few weeks, ending up with the men's Final Four games in Detroit and the women's championship in St. Louis, showcase college sports at its most exciting level. There are sure to be many memorable moments and thrilling upsets, as in every year. Any person who's ever seen one of these big games and witnessed the colors, the sounds, and the intensity has probably wondered what it's like to be out on the court for such a game. People would sacrifice a great deal to be out on the court. Basketball is a great, great sport, and I loved playing it. It was always exciting to take the court, no matter where the court was. Can you picture yourself standing at the center court in the Final Four with tens of thousands of attendees and tens of millions watching on television? Pretty awesome, right? Now try to picture yourself standing in the court of the Lord Jesus Christ, before his throne and with countless angels joining you in singing his praise. Now that's really awesome. Wouldn't you agree? The Bible says in Psalm 84, verse 10, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Playing for your alma mater could be thrilling in the Final Four, but that's absolutely nothing in comparison to being clothed in a white robe, standing before your Savior and Lord, who has invited you into his glorious courtyard with the words, "Welcome, well done, thou good and faithful servant." I never stood on the court at the Final Four as a player. I didn't have the talent. The dream I've had and know it will be a reality is that one day I know I will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ in his court and enjoy every second there for all eternity. And of course, neither I nor anyone else ever had the talent for that court assignment. I'll be forever with Jesus, not because of who I am or what I did. I'll be with him because of my having asked him to forgive me of my sins and having faith in him alone to bring me to heaven. Athletes that do make it to the big game on the court have made a ton of sacrifices along the way. But Jesus made a sacrifice of himself once and for all. You don't need to really sacrifice for a reward that's really out of this world. Have you accepted Christ's sacrifice for you? This is Coach Les Steckel, president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, encouraging you to visit www.morethanwinning.org for more information on how you might spend eternity, not on the court, but in the court of the living God. Godspeed.
We always count it a privilege to talk Christ and sports with you each week, and we'll have another great show next week. Lorenzo Romar, the head basketball coach at Washington, hoping to take the Huskies deep into the tournament, will be with us. We'll also have Sylvia Crawley, the head basketball coach for the Boston College Women. And we'll feature an inspiring speech by our own Les Steckel at a recent FCA event. Remember, there are two ways of doing sports, God's way or man's way. Which will you choose? From all of us here at Sharing the Victory, have a great week in Christ.
Earlier in the program, we told you about the sports-specific ministry called FCA Sports. If you want to learn about how FCA is reaching athletes and coaches in their sport, contact us and we'll send you a free brochure. Also, we'll enter your name in a drawing and select five winners to receive the new FCA Sports T-shirt. Our toll-free phone number is 866-788-5031. Again, that's 866-788-5031. You can also send us a message when you go online at sharingthevictoryradio.com. Just click on Contact Us. Again, the website is sharingthevictoryradio.com. We hope you enjoyed today's program, and please make plans to join us next weekend at this same time. Sharing the Victory is a production of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the heart and soul in sports.